Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Radio.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly, I'm the rider, yeah. And I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? Yes.
Lock them in, man, because quality music and quality radio and entertainment is rare. And if you get a hold of it, you know, hold on to it, you know.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly, I'm the rider, yeah. And I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy, how hard she rides.
Yo, on PD Radio, tonight is going
PD
down.
PD Radio,
keep it locked. PD Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everyone. You are live with PD Radio, doing what we do, bringing you the best in music, real talk, and creative artist spotlight. I am Miss PD, your host, and joined as I am every week by my co-host, Black. What's going on, Black? You ready to have some fun for the next 2 hours?
You know it. What's going on, my next of kin? You know what I mean?
You know, I got a beef with you this early in the show, Black. You trying to take credit for my musical picks on the show. I'm not having that.
You've been coming at my neck all day.
You guys that are listening?
Hey.
Black is trying to take credit for my musical picks. I pick every song that you guys hear. Don't listen to him. It's all me, Miss PD, trying to take credit. Talking about his Jeff playlist. You better go ahead with that player. It ain't even going down like that.
They know better.
We kicked off the show with two very, very, very hot songs. I'm over here just jamming in my studio chair. If only y'all could see me, you'd be shaking your head, I'm telling you. So, it's PD Radio. It's Tuesday night. Let's get hype. Call us up right now, 646-478-3599. Talk to us. Tell us what's on your mind. You like the music we play for you at the top of the show? Call us up and let us know. We want to hear from you guys because we love to talk to you on air. You can call up with anything serious. You can talk to us about something funny. You can tell us about a violation. Whatever you want to do. If you just want to give a shout-out, call up and give a shout-out. But the phone lines are open. We going in tonight. No holds barred.
That's right.
PD Radio. That's right. That's right. Shout out to last week's guest, GPA, for coming on to the show to promote his newest book, Revenge of the Orgasm. Check out his site at iblowyourmind.net to get your copy and to stay up to date with what he has going on. But tonight, Black, there are no guests. There are no guests. We've been going hard, though. We've been doing double headers for the past little while now, so... You know, it's kind of nice to have a little break and kind of do what we want to do for a change.
Yeah,
I like that.
We need that autopilot night, you know, just to kind of kick back and reflect a little bit. So that's what we're going to do tonight.
Oh, that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. We have no guests. We are, however, showing appreciation to our musical guests that have graced the show since our beginning by playing their music and just saying thank you for sharing your talents with PD Radio. And also, we're going to play some old clips that some of you may not have heard before from past shows. We have clips of made-up funny interviews we did with John Witherspoon and Eddie Kane Jr. of the Five Heartbeats. And, Black, I just want to shout you out for having the genius to put those hilarious interviews together. I can't wait to hear them again tonight. Just going to be crazy. Yeah, that Eddie Kane one, though. Both of them. Crazy.
PD classics right there. We're going to have some more classics, you know, coming up, though. We're going to kick it into overdrive coming up, so.
That's right. Here at PD Radio, we stay creative. We want to keep you guys entertained, so we got to keep it coming fresh for you every week. But, I can't wait to hear those again. Also, tonight, Black, we're going to play again Miss PD's Takeover. That's going to be crazy, too.
Yeah, we got to revisit that. And
I know. We got to come out with the part two. Oh, yeah.
Plot is thick on that, so we got to see what's going on. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, also, we want to give our PD appreciation to everyone who has shown us love by simply listening to the show, calling into the show, spreading the word, and enjoying enjoying what we do. We really thank you and we appreciate you because we do our best to bring you the best. Because without you guys listening, there is no show. So trust me, we are very appreciative to
all of
you. You know, we need to give our listeners some cheer, Black, you know, because we appreciate you guys so very much. PD Radio. It's going to be a household name. Y'all tune in to PD Radio tonight?
Exactly.
That's
now,
the goal.
Miss PD.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, earlier today, you know, we was kind of going at it. Some stuff going on. And
I just, see, there we go.
I said what I had to say.
We wasn't going at it. You tried to go at it, but I shut it down.
I'm going to let the listeners know Miss Petey got a track record. See, I'm going to let y'all know how, everybody want to know how me and Miss Petey met, first of all. So I'm going to set the record straight tonight. You know what I mean?
Whatever.
So here's the background of Miss Petey. So Miss Petey, a long time ago when I first met Miss Petey, she used to run this little joint, you know what I'm saying? It was called A&T. It was called A&T, Ass Tracks. And she was run a little strip club establishment. So, you know,
you
I'm spinning records and stuff like that. I'm trying to, you know, make a come up. You know what I mean? Trying to get my name out there. And so she sent her man to tell me what the business was. So I'm just going to play this for y'all. See how it went down. It's PD Radio right here.
I just don't think it's fair that you charge me 25% interest on the money that you loan me when you already take 30% out of my check. You know, I ain't got no G-string and I ain't out there making no tips, you know.
When was this tripping game, partner? Who you ain't nothing? All you do is spin record. That's all you do. Who you think he is, DJ Quick?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you must be Jimmy Walker. You ain't nothing. You don't deserve nothing. You don't get nothing. You get what I give you. I got a contract between me and you that say you do what I tell you to do. Therefore, shut up. Don't say nothing. Don't speak to me. Don't look at me.
I'll tell you what.
You better go on back out there and get out of my face before you get swole.
That's why me and Miss Petey got a problem. You're always trying to disrespect somebody. But I'm on to you, player. I'm on to you.
Nah, you don't. You have no idea how deep I could go with it, Black. I just choose to keep it under wraps.
You ain't got dollar bill in front of you now.
Excuse me? I don't need dollar bill, honey. Let me tell you. I can handle my own. Always have, always will. So know that. Okay, people, don't listen to Black. He clowning me already, and it's my show. This is some bull. You know what?
Radio thug. Let me stop messing with you. Go ahead, Miss Petey, pick them topics for me, baby. What you got? What you got on over there?
Well, right now I got to do my, you know, birthday celebrity shout-outs. Is
Brian,
that time?
Hook it up.
Go. Okay. All right. I got caught up. All right. Here we go. Celebrity birthday shout outs. Kicking it off with the very fine actor George Clooney. 52 years old this week. Rapper Meek Mill, 26. Six-time Grammy Award winner Billy Joel, 63. Beautiful actress Rosario Dawson, 33. Frontman for the band U2, Bono, 52. Best known for his Nickelodeon days of Keith. What?
What's his name again?
Bono. What?
Continue.
What? That's his name.
Go ahead.
Goodbye. Anyway, as I was saying, best known for his Nickelodeon days on Kenan and Kel, we had Mr. Kenan Thompson, 34. Corey Bell, who plays Jason Pitts on the game and also has a role on the Burn Notice, 37. Remember that dance he did on the game, Black? The dip and pitch?
I remember that.
How'd
that
go?
Right there.
And dip. And how it go?
I can't remember.
Okay. You corny. Anyway.
Yeah.
Skateboarding superstar Tony Hawk, 44. Kim Fields, who played the cute little tootie on Facts of Life and the bougie regime on Living Single, is 43. Brat Pack actor Emilio Estevez is 50. Actor Ving Rhames is 53. And I got to give a very, 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 very special shout out to past guest of the show, Miss Nicole Kane. It is her birthday today. Happy birthday, Nicole. Many, many loving wishes to you. Also celebrating a birthday today close to me is my beautiful first cousin, Chrissy. Chrissy, if you're listening, happy birthday, love. I love you. XOXO. And last, but certainly not least, big, major love goes out to my best friend, This girl holds me down like y'all don't even know. She's Italian, but she's blacker than I am. Trust me. My family loves her. You know, she's family. I love her. My girl, my rock. Gotta give it up for my girlfriend, Patty. It's her birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday to you, Patty. You already know I love you. We're going out and we're doing shots. Because that's how we do. So I want to give it up for all the birthday guests tonight from PD Radio. And we're bringing back Miss Jennifer Hudson just to sing to you guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Give it up for Jennifer, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Jennifer Hudson on PD Radio. Who else can do that, huh? Nobody.
Hey, you know, I heard she's selling Weight Watchers meals off the back of a truck, though.
You know what?
What's going on with
stop
that?
It. Stop it. I hear her new commercial right now, the one I got the I keep forgetting I can't sing. But anyway,
hey, she got paid,
yeah,
though.
That
she
one.
Got paid.
She got paid. Yeah, she still looked good, too. I still think she has some surgery to help her along, but she looks good, you know?
Yeah. But see,
so,
that's my question,
I'm proud
though.
Of her.
To the listeners, man, is there a point where you should not lose that much weight? You know what I mean? Like, you see people, and they look good with a certain weight on them, and then they lose a lot of weight, and they start looking real crackish. There's a point, you know, where you shouldn't cross.
But she don't look crackish. She did look crackish at one point, but now she's not. You know, she's still small, but she don't look crackish to me anymore. I mean, you know. But we have a couple callers in the queue, so let's bring in one right now.
Let's see what's going on.
They want to talk about tonight. PD Radio.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
It's six callers ahead of you, Jimmy.
That's right.
PD Radio. 270, you're on the line.
What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Felicia.
Yeah.
Are you going to
hey,
call
honey.
Up and not even say your name? I'm coming at
what's
you.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Man, y'all on some other stuff. It's Melissa, a.k.a. Soul Sister, calling in.
There we go. That's right. We need a
she
proper
intro. She's calling up already with the attitude. I see your neck moving as you
I
say
gotta
it.
I got to put black on the spot. You was talking shit earlier. What happened?
Disrespecting the game up in here.
Uh-oh. Melissa is up here instigating for real. What was
what
he talking,
happened?
Z? Let him know.
I'm just saying. What happened to Lil Fight? I mean, my money, was, I know I ain't lose no money because it was on a good damn, but, you know, what happened?
Hey, I'm trying not to go
he
back to jail,
talk,
you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stay out.
He all talk, Z. He already knows how dirty I can go with it. So, you know, he like to talk a good game for y'all online. He know what's up.
Hey,
trust
don't
me.
Even try
trust
it.
Me. He don't want
last
none
time,
of this.
Last time I went down, it was like, you know.
4 years of a week, base.
I ain't going back to y'all. I ain't doing it. Y'all can have that.
Oh, man. So
good.
What's going
good.
On with
y'all
you,
got
V?
Me cracking up. No, y'all got
you
me cracking
up. You at work right now?
Work. Heck yeah.
Oh, man.
Cracking
are
up.
They listening
got
to you?
Looking at me crazy. Yeah.
Oh, man. You hear that? We have loyal listeners calling up from work, and their customers are listening to everything that's going on right now. Now, that's love.
I had to call
support.
Up and show y'all love, though.
That's what
thank
I'm talking
you
about.
So much. Thank you so much. We appreciate everything
my soul
you do
sister.
To show, V. That's right. And she's doing her thing. You guys, make sure you check out Valencia on Amazon. Get her book, Timeless Clock. You better get it because Ms. PD says so or else.
I appreciate
I'm not
the love. By the way, I'm waiting on somebody to get back to me, but I ain't going to put him on the spot right
oh,
now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, put him on the spot, V.
Waiting on me.
The floor is yours, V.
We're going to do this. We're going to do this.
Look, now I'm instigating.
All right, I'm gonna let y'all go, right. But I had to show y'all love. Y'all know I got y'all the rest of the show.
Thank you,
well, thank you, Dollar.
All right, keep listening. We're
gonna bring in the next caller. It's live right now, and the wire is hot, so we're gonna bring him in. So,
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yes, yes. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Can you hear me?
PD Radio.
Is it me?
It's you. It's
Hi.
Not you.
Hi. Got a Weight Watchers there.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's
hey, Jazz. Long time no hear. How you doing?
I know.
God. What's going on?
I always miss you guys' show.
Oh.
They have me working like crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good. That's good. We have on the line right now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jasmine. She is also on Six Man Radio. She has a show every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 called Tell All Radio. So you guys make sure you check out Princess Jazzy every
Definitely.
Wednesday night. That's
and
right.
Like
Jazzy, she got the sexy.
Exactly.
What happened?
I say you like it nasty, come to my show. Call up.
You heard
yeah.
it. You heard it. You want it nasty? Go see Jazzy. Oh, that rhyme. See, you can
exactly.
use that. I give you permission. You want it nasty? Come see Jazzy.
Exactly. I'm going to use that, for real. I'm
going to
use that.
So what's going on with you tonight, Jazzy? What's on your mind?
Nothing. I was listening to you guys and, you know, the Jennifer Hudson thing. I just feel
what
like
you
need to stop losing weight. Like, it's too much.
Mm.
Her head is too big.
Thank you.
Like, it's too big. She don't need
but
to lose no more.
She evened out a little bit, though, don't you think? I mean, according to the commercials I'm seeing recently, she don't look as skinny as she did, I think. Or is
hey,
it just me? Y'all not seeing it, I guess.
If thinner than your head, is something wrong. Come on now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Y'all not even right. Leave her alone. Leave Jay
you know,
Held alone.
When she first started, I was like, okay. But then she just
mm-hmm.
kept going. I was like, stop. Like, I need you to get some weight now. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I need
okay.
Effie White. That's what I need.
You need Effie White?
I need Effie White.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Jazzy, with the summertime fast approaching, you know, what are you doing to keep yourself in shape? I want to know.
Oh, my God.
What do you do?
Nothing.
Nothing? We're in the same boat
no.
then, because I'm not either.
I actually
what do you
just
think is the proper way?
Out. I
uh-huh.
just started working out like a week ago because, you know, I'm just looking at myself like, you just need to lose some weight. It's ridiculous. So I'm doing squats. It's like this
mm-hmm.
90-day squat thing, and just it tells you how many squats to do. And then I do, you know, the Zumba.
Uh-oh. I'm trying to get that hip-hop booty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I heard about that
I'm
squat challenge.
Lift it.
Huh? I know that's right. I need to do some squats.
Exactly. I'm trying to lift my butt. I feel like it's falling. I was like, no.
mine fell at birth.
Boy,
I'm
that Brazilian booty. You don't want the teardrop booty.
Exactly. I'm
oh,
not trying
man.
To have the teardrop booty. It's not cute.
Not the, oh, she said the teardrop booty. I'm done.
Exactly.
Get off the line, Jazz. Get off the line. I'm done with you now. She said the teardrop booty. I'm done.
No.
I'm done.
That's,
so you eating right? You know,
I am. I am.
You
I'm
are.
Drinking nothing but water. Which
mm-hmm.
is kind of hard because I love Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
Oh, boy. You like that burn,
yeah.
huh?
Exactly. I like the burn when it go down.
Oh, okay.
But,
okay, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, stay on your
I'm
grind,
fine.
Darling. Yep. Keep doing your thing. I know you're going to school, you're working, you're doing your
yeah.
radio show. You got a lot of things happening. Very proud of you. Your show is doing great. You guys, make sure you check out Princess Jazzy, like I said, right here on Six Man Radio every Wednesday night from 9 to 11. She goes in. If
and
you want
nasty.
Exactly. Tune in with Jazzy.
I'm waiting for my invite, you know. I'm waiting for my invite, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to
have to get you
to
a drop
you know.
For me saying that.
You know.
Say it's good.
Oh, I could do that for you. Not a problem. I got an in-home studio. I got you. I got you. Well, Jazz, we want to thank you for calling out. We're going to go to another
All
caller
right.
right now. But stay tuned for the rest of the show because you know we're going in.
Of course, and I will.
Yeah, we're
going
right. to get nasty tomorrow, though. We're going to get nasty.
Yeah, we're going to get nasty
yeah.
tomorrow. We're going to harass you tomorrow.
That's right.
Good. Call up. Harass me.
All right.
We got you. We got you. All right, Jazz.
All right.
Bye. All right, Black, you want to go on to another caller real quick?
Let's do it. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
My name's E. Alexander. I'm calling from Clinton, Maryland.
E. Alexander.
What's up, man?
What's up, General? How you doing?
What's going on, Lady PD, Lady Tammy? What's happening?
All is well. All is well. We just doing our thing. How are you? What's going on with the music with you? You still pushing it out?
Yeah, I just released this joint called Raise the Roof on Reverb. That's
okay.
Getting some real hot reviews. I'm climbing up the charts with that, so I'm really happy with that. You know, my mom's is doing a lot better, so I had to take a break and address some family stuff.
That's
you
what
know,
we like to hear.
But she's doing better by the grace of God. You know what I'm saying? That's first thing first. So I was working on the mix down. You know. A beautiful day to mix the whole joint. That's a full joint, like 15. So I'm trying to actually get on Black's mixtape. You know what I mean? So trying to see what Black's talking about.
Oh man,
putting
the pressure. See, people don't know it's going to be a lot of stuff going on, man. We just doing a whole revitalization of the Day One brand. Black District. It's going to be crazy. We're going to talk.
All right, no
I had all my slots filled up that I want, but we're going to talk because, you know, we got history and we're going to do something. We're going to do something funky.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That's definitely what's up. So what you guys up to? How was your birthday, Miss Tammy?
It was awesome.
What'd you guys do, man? Thank the world. I know
yep,
you guys
sure
on top of the world.
We try to stay on top of the world, What's that?
I was one of them haters at work, man. I was on the gate, you know, doing what I do, you know what I'm saying, with my work business, you know, security type of business or whatever. And one of the ladies was like, yo, she was like, we were watching your joint on YouTube. Angel Face joint. The joint cracked it, you know. So I was like, that's hot, man. You know, the people, you know, love your stuff, that God gave you a creative ability to create, you know, something beautiful in the world where, you know, people vibe off of it. That's amazing stuff, you know. So
that's true.
You know,
the
catalog is still going. And what are you guys you know, I'm waiting on Tammy to spit some more vocals like off that last joint.
I'm already working on it.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm already working on it. Oh yeah, it's gonna be 1,000% better this time. So, you know, I'll let you know when that's ready. It's going to be soon.
Okay.
Don't worry.
But
I won't keep you waiting.
I love
too
your
long.
Voice because you got a teacher. You sound like you know, somebody to listen to. My daughter's back in D.C., man. She's teaching. So,
yeah.
You know, that's a blessing. She's talking about, you know, going to, like, Carnegie. I really don't want her to go to Chicago. I mean, Chicago's good. It's a different kind of flavor out there, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, she left New York, and she, you know, me and her got a chance to hang out. I got some of the pictures up on Facebook. That's my 21-year-old girl. So,
okay.
That's real fly.
You know, she
got to
spread her wings,
and Miss Young doing good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying
okay.
to get back to Africa eventually. That's a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? It take a lot of planning, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get that thing done and, you know, still – you know, really working the music circuit. I got this cat that want to manage me, do some stuff. But I told him he got it. You know,
there you go.
On the session for E. Alexander. Because I could flip my style. I could give him that Charlie Wilson flavor and that Jaheim flavor. And then I could, you know, get some real high flavor on the lyrics, on the vocal lyrics on the end of it.
Okay.
All
right, well, we got our ears open for that.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
Always good to hear an update.
That's right,
no
that's
doubt.
Right. All right,
think,
well, we thank you so much for calling up tonight, E. We appreciate the love and the support. And, you know, we gotta do something, me and you.
No
yeah,
doubt.
There you go.
We're definitely going to do that.
I want to give
a shout-out to Sam, and I want to give a shout-out to my man, Just Infamous. You know, and, the whole Day One squad. You know, definitely mad love for all of them.
Well,
no,
stay tuned because we're playing a track tonight by S. Love. So you want to stay tuned and listen to that. It's going down tonight on the show. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
good. Keep listening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, General. Thanks for calling up.
That's why you're going to get with you.
Thanks for having me.
God bless.
All righty.
Peace.
Have a good night.
Miss Peachy,
that was
awesome. That's how it's going down tonight.
That's right. Well, guys, whatever is on your mind and whatever you want to talk about, you know, 30 seconds, the floor is yours. If we like you, we'll give you a whole minute.
Are you stupid?
I am, but you love it. CD Radio, this is how we do. That's right. You better kiss up to me. You better kiss up to me.
You get a minute.
Boy.
You definitely getting a kiss up if you get a minute on Miss PD. Don't mess around with time.
I don't mess around with time. I'm like, okay.
So, Miss
anyway, PD. Yes. What's going on, Black?
Got the hot author, Untamed. What's going
Untamed.
On, Miss PD? Talk to me.
And hot new author on the scene, Untamed. She has a novel out called Never Again, No More. It's available everywhere. Yeah, I said everywhere.
That's
available.
Right.
You guys got to check her out. She's doing her thing. You know, she's going to actually be here on the show May 28th, you know, to do her interview, talk about her book, you know, read parts of the book to you guys and just let you know what she's all about and, you know, what's going on with her. She also has a follow-up coming out to her book that's out now, Never Again No More Part 2. So, you know. Yeah.
I can't wait. Pain.
She doing big
yeah.
things. She doing big things. You got to tune in for her. Matter of fact, we need to go into that for her right now, Black. We need to just let the people know about Untamed.
Let's
Hot
do
new
it.
Author. PD Radio. PD Radio presents the sizzling new novel Never Again, No More by author Untamed. Born and raised in Atlanta, Lucinda, Lamika, Sharice, and Trinity are best friends with very similar backgrounds. They all have fallen victim to the perils of teen pregnancy. After each one becomes love-struck to the bitter end, they realize that their dreams, ambitions, and planned future must be put on hold. While they struggle to find themselves, each one tries to survive in the game called life. Once they find out that their consequences are a little costlier than they imagined, it's the decisions they've made that creates their trouble. Never Again, No More by author Untamed. Available now on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. Check out our website at www.theauthoruntamed.doodlekit.com for book and social links. Never Again, No More by author Untamed. Available now on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. Check out our website at www.theauthoruntamed.doodlekit.com for book and social links.
Stupid as hell, man. How do we just get that voicemail like that, man? Yeah.
You can have what you want, but you limit yourself to the thoughts of other women without men themselves. How she gonna tell you how to do you, but can't do she? Always talking about us, but she ain't got no we. You read headlines, watch shows like Basketball Wives. Read the magazines like they the New York Times. Study trending topics, trying to be like them. They your role models, but them bitches ain't got no men. Why you got yours and treat him like he's absentee? Never listen, only concerned with the opinion of me. Desire to be reality TV baloney. Your heart so invested, but it's all so phony. Who told us how to be with each other and make it work? Whoever said a little bit of love didn't hurt. So you open up a heart to keep our minds so closed. I know there's peer pressure, but damn sure you grown. I do the things you like and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it on your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so aggy, so
you come at me on your Facebook status.
It's like you rise and then we fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me.
It could all be perfect if I heard you when you heard me. Instead of pushing my opinion on what you should be, it's like when I speak, you don't respond to the scene. Instead, you react to what you think I mean. And most times you're wrong, so here's a suggestion. Stop thinking that I'm always asking loaded questions. Be mad cause I don't know what you don't say. Well, I'm sorry, but my reader isn't on my resume. Your friends say that you shouldn't put up with me. She ain't tell you that she used to want to cut with me. They giving you advice that about your man. You ever stop and think that they don't know your man?
I'm honest to a fault, I ain't even gotta try. But your response to that is, well, you know dudes lie. We open up a heart to keep our mind so closed. I know you've been hurt, but damn sure it's grown. I do the things you like and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so angry. So
you come at me with your Facebook status.
It's like you rise and then you fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook status.
Open your Facebook, with family and friends will come forward. Sophisticated women bleed bitterness and post. Post for the camera now, click, click. She caught it from an angle that ain't thick, thick. Try to put just in the touch, it's been a while, but we text so much, our voices out of sound up. When we communicate, the words get lost. And when lovers express themselves, it's brushed off. Get back to us instead of just doing me. Improperly exchange relationship currency. What you value might be the same to me. Or we just might express our emotions differently. This can be whatever you want to. What you expect from your mate should only come from you. Open your heart, never let your mind close. A relationship is ill, but damn sure you've grown. I do the things you like and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so angry, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like you rise and then you fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook status.
Radio. This is your boy Black with my lovely, beautiful host, Miss PD, and we are here just days after John Witherspoon has been pronounced dead. So, but you know what? We got John Witherspoon in the studio. And you know what? Matter of fact, I think he's been taking too long. Hold on, let's go find out where he's at right now.
Yeah, Black, I think he's in the bathroom. He's been taking way too long. He checked into the studio a while ago. Let's go find out.
This man.
He not answering.
Oh, my.
He ain't
breaking bread. Check out that foul stench.
That gizzard sandwich.
You all right,
you know what it is.
You ready for this interview?
Oh, yeah. Let me get that Febreze, baby. Uh-oh. Hey, Mr. Witherspoon. Come on now. Hey, I'm not coming in there, baby. You need to come out here.
What you talking about? You wait till I come out. I smelled your shit for 22 years. Now you can't smell mine for 5 minutes.
It wasn't like that, though. Dang. Make sure you courtesy flush while you're in there.
Yeah. Here's some hand sanitizer for you. Mr. Witherspoon, thank you so much for taking the time to come on PD Radio to discuss the Twitter hoax that had you deceased. That must have had you bugging. What are your thoughts on that?
They must be on drugs. I don't know what they give them. Methadone, Tyzak, Ativan, Cozar.
You are too funny. If you ever come across these hoaxers, what would you do to him?
Bang, bang, bang.
Uh-oh, Pops is packing. You know, right now, we have so many internet thugs and slouches that kind of revel in causing drama in people's lives. What are your thoughts on the craze of the e-thugs?
You know, you find people that ain't got no job. They got a computer, and they broke, and they're sitting around with no shoes on. Listen, I'm gonna say, when you gonna come to Arkansas? You should see the big bitch, this big-ass bitch. I don't go to Arkansas to see no ugly bitch. I go to Arkansas to see the finest bitch in the state. It's a beautiful state. My mom's from Blytheville, Arkansas, so I know some pretty people from there. I get so many people want to add me as their friend. I love you, Pop. You don't even know me. Don't you like my booty? That thing big enough for five people. I'm only one person telling me, what do you think about me? Wait for tomorrow, baby. Look in the mirror tomorrow. You're going to see the same thing you see today. Ugly bitch. Look at Lucille. Keely. Jessica,
dang.
You should see this. Man, look at bitch. Get this bitch off my damn thing. A lot of gay dudes on this damn thing. I'm a friend of everybody, but I ain't gonna be no personal friend, you know. Delete Chanel. Delete Condoleezza Rice.
You know Condoleezza Rice? Really?
Delete.
Oh, shit. Hey, you know what, Papa J? I got a question for you, and I got a statement, but, hey, your fiber intake is too damn high. But let me get to my question. The question is, what do you think about the Olympics right now and some of the activities surrounding steroids?
Steroids? I think it's a good thing. Look what it's done to our baseball players. Roger Clemens, my man, he can throw a ball 380 miles an hour. Steroids. After 20 years, that's a bad motherfucker. I think there should be a whole new league. Well, you can have all the steroids you want. Who cares if you grow another foot? You got three fucking feet. Run, motherfucker. I
damn.
$700 for a basketball game. I don't see a motherfucker fly. Let them all have steroids. Boxing. I want to see somebody knock that motherfucker's head off. I want to see a hockey player beat the fucking puck. I'm going to tell you who needs steroids. Soccer player. 3 fucking hours. The score is 1-1. Give him some steroids. I want to see the score 115 to 150. I'll pay to see some shit like that. But you need steroids. I'm going to get me some fucking steroids. I want to be able to bang, bang, bang a girl for about 2 years. Knock a motherfucker out. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. And give them to the people going over there in Iraq. Give them some steroids. That should have been over there. Steroids. Let's go home. We're going to kill everybody. Come on.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you know what? I got another question for you because I know around the campfire there was something with you and Oprah, man. What's going on with that? Hey, player, talk to me.
That bitch looked like 9/11. A day later, she looked like 9/12. Tragedy. Bang, bang, bang.
You're wrong for that, Mr. Witherspoon.
Hell yeah, you're wrong.
It was a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for the PD exclusive. You're welcome back here anytime.
And just before you go, I got one question because you know I got to ask, baby. What is your favorite line of all time?
You better put some water on that damn shit.
There you go, baby. You heard it here first. This is PD Radio. We out.
This is for the radio, radio, radio. This is for my dream girl, dream girl. Can you be my dream girl?
Could you be my dream? Digging you.
to me. I'm liking everything I see. And girl, you got it just what I wanted. No need to doubt it, don't think about it. Tonight is on me. So tell me what you're thinking. Now let's get it poppin'. Ain't no need to stop it. Whatever you want from me, you know it's guaranteed. All you gotta do is ask me. Have another drink, girl, I'm in my zone. Oh, tell me what I gotta do to get you all
Radio with me, Miss PD, and the awesome Black over there. What's going on, Black? How you feeling?
Yeah,
how you feeling? How
boy,
you feeling?
Hey, I am feeling good. I mean, hey, the roster is crazy. People don't know, we get some serious music on PD Radio.
Serious,
I mean, some great talent.
Yes, some serious talent. Yes.
And we appreciate all the love. Trust me.
That's why tonight's show is to show appreciation for the great talent that we have had on the show. I mean, just the show itself, Black, is just it's going crazy. I mean, I have so many people that want to be on the show. They like the flow of the show. They like what we're doing. They like how we give the platform, you know, to independent artists. They're loving it. So I'm getting so many requests that I kind of have to go through because it's a lot. It's really a lot. And I'm honored.
It.
I'm truly, truly honored that, you know, you guys want to be a part of PD Radio and be on the show. So we thank you. But the talent we've had so far, I mean, you guys hear the music tonight. AG Soulful, you know, Ronaldo Price, everybody. You see how they come
with it? Yeah,
that Facebook status is hot. I'm surprised
that's
not
going
to be. Yeah, that should be used in something. He should get paid off of that. Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm putting that out there. I mega if it happens, you know. I just want 3%. That's it.
You said
3%. 3%.
Yeah, just a little gas.
I really don't have, right, because I really have no claim to it, you know, but just the fact that I kind of put it out there, you know, I want something.
I'm just hey,
you know.
Please call us up. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about people who are morphing, you know what I mean? Like, when I say morphing, I'm talking about the change of life. I'm talking about, you know, the Michael Jacksons, the Little Kims, the Jennifer Hudsons, those people that look one way and
then
change their whole lifestyle and everything about them. Now they look another way, you know. So
I just saw just today, way Black, just today, Toni Braxton's sister, Tamar, I saw a picture of her online. They was promoting something, and she looked like she was white. And I'm staring at it, and I'm like, no way. I'm like, no way. She looked white. I'm like, when did this happen?
People bleached.
She bleached herself overnight?
Watch yourself.
This is crazy. I don't get it.
One day your favorite artist got booty. The next day she don't got booty. Something ain't right.
Speaking of booty, all these women out here with these huge butts, is that real? I need to know. I think a lot of stuff going on because even women who have big butts, you never seen them to this level, this huge, and like everywhere.
It's really expensive. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's crazy, crazy.
Everybody wants that Brazilian booty.
I'm good. I'm happy with what I got. Thank you, Norris and Carlotta. My mom has a big butt. I didn't get it. I got my dad's butt. But it's all good. It's all good. I'm happy. I haven't gotten any complaints, so I'm good. I mean, I'm just saying. Anyway, I want to give some PD Radio shout-outs real quick to some people that just kind of, you know, stand out in my mind. If I forget someone, I'm truly sorry, but I'm thinking of the people who are really active and showing support, you know, to the show. We appreciate you. I'm going to give, you know, love out to Just Infamous, Legend, Power, LeVan, Valencia, Danica, Lady G, always Lady G, Miss Maria, Lynn Storm, Eargasm, Smiz, Villa Dom, Bang Out, Tony Stills, Mr. Shaw, Go Getter, Anger Music.
That's right.
Music Meets Literature. My cousin Roshane, I love her. Sharon from Philly. Hey, Sharon. And Tracy in Texas. You know, you guys really, really, really pushed the show. And I see you guys, and I just, from the bottom of my heart, I'm getting sappy now. From the bottom of my heart, I just want to say, I love you guys.
Don't believe that.
PD Radio.
And fake cries over there.
Y'all know. I got tears running down.
Yeah. You was at the Actors Guild. You got the Actors Guild Award. You're not slick.
Goodbye, whatever. You guys, I love you. Thank you for supporting the show. Everything you do. Whatever. Let's go to a caller, Black, because I'm about to dig in your ass in a second.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Tammy, relax, honey. You always digging in him.
Uh-oh. Who's this?
Who's on the line?
Hey, it's going to be enough of this calling not announcing yourself.
Hey, I got three letters. T-I-A.
Yeah. So when you come on my doorstep, you got to watch your damn feet.
Hold on. Is this the fabulous Go-Getter?
Yes, it is, my dear.
Hi, honey. How are you?
She be getting on you.
She be trying.
Why are you taking up for him, though? That's just going to encourage him more. It's all good, though. It's all good. What's going on, Go-Getter?
I'm calling in to say what's up with you guys. I haven't called in a while. Just wanted to say hi.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you. We have the awesome Miss Go-Getter. Check her out on Twitter. Go-Getter. She's awesome, y'all. She's a boss. She does big things. You know what I mean? She does big things. She's the truth.
We're trying. So talking about Morphin,
oh,
was that Sammy Sosa? Didn't he bleach his hair?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was
what
he
is going on?
He went like four shades light.
Because he had the steroids where he was all buff, and then he got mad skinny.
Yep.
And then he got the bleaching.
He seriously bleached it. He had no shame, everything. He just bleached it.
Right. But what is, I mean, you truly can't love yourself to do that. You feel like you have to be a different shade to be accepted or for people to love. Like what? I don't get it. I truly don't get it either.
I really love
everything about me. If I had the opportunity, if somebody, you know, if a doctor said, I'm going to pay for it, you know, you could do this, I'm like, I'm good. I'm good.
In all honesty, I would, if I could do one thing, maybe I would get a lift.
You know what?
If I did anything, I would just get a lift. You know, I'm a D cup. I'm a big.
You got the big kahunas.
I would like to be able to wear certain clothes, so I would just do like a lift. That's as much as I would do.
That's one thing I may do. I'm not even going to front. I may do that, but anything else, I don't, because you can work on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're oversized, you can work out and lose weight. You can do that.
And the lady before, Jazzy, was talking about doing the squats for the, you know, you could do the things you could do to improve or enhance.
Right.
Rather than go under the knife. So, you know, to each his own. I guess you got it.
To each his own. It's just a skin lightening, though. Get it? I don't get that at all.
No,
I don't understand how you've been born one way and then now you just bright. You light bright. Like, what is
Lil
that?
Lil Kim and Michael Jackson, man.
Lil Kim completely destroyed herself. She looks
the
like
a puppet master now.
Right.
She rebuilt her whole face, everything.
Crazy. Yeah.
She got the booty injection, the whole nine. And, you know, and everybody know I love Michael Jackson. That's my man, but that's Captain Clorox. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the new superhero.
Captain,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
That's my man and all, but she didn't have to go through that.
You coming
come
with
on.
It. You say come Captain
on.
Clorox. I'm done
hello.
With you.
I wanted to just say hello, talk to you guys for a little bit. Enjoy the show as always.
Oh, thanks for calling up, Getter.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Appreciate
gonna
the
hit
love.
You up.
All right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. Call us up. Give us your comments on these celebrities that have changed up.
I'm
and
done, though.
Luther
you said, Cap- you said Captain Clorox, though. I'm stuck on
hey.
The hell is Captain Clorox?
That's Captain Clorox right there. I'm telling you.
I'm so done with you, Black.
Speaking of superheroes,
right.
I just want to play a quick exclusive. If you don't mind, Miss PD, my man,
not at all,
went in. The City Is Mine, pre-Iron Man 3 release. The track is crazy. It's always a pleasure working with the brother. He comes up with these bangers. And so we're going to play that real quick. Mr. Shaw,
yeah.
The City Is Mine.
Produced by
your man.
Black.
Of Day One, the Black District. This is how we do it, so. Let us know what you think, baby. My bad, Miss P. Did I cut you off again? No, just playing. Here we go.
Bye.
Yeah. Well, you got to blow out some smoke to this one, man. Take another sip. Yeah, Mr. Shy. Shot down. Black District. We at it again, man. Brooklyn, what up? See, I relate myself to Iron Man because I'm a CEO. I'm flyish. And I got a bad woman on my side running my business.
Jetta, what up?
Big Savage J put my borough on the map.
True.
Now it's my time. I got my city on my back.
Crazy.
Every blockbuster movie got my city under attack. So I threw my suit on. Iron Man flow. Tried to hold me under the water. I came out with the glow.
Woo.
That Leroy flow. The B-boys know. I got you. While you peeking through your peephole flow. Look, I do this for my people, bro. So I can improve my whole hood. Home Depot flow. This is nothing to a player. This is free throws, bro. Damn, haters still hating. Women still waiting, still texting me with questions. Are you single? Are you dating?
What?
I guess they're not listening. My lady is a boss, and she's always by my side, even when I'm flying off. Whenever you need me, I'll be there when you call. I'm never taking days off. I'll be there for fall. All I hear is talk. These rappers make me nauseous. If y'all the king of New York, I'm trying to figure how I lost it. Straight out the office, flew in my suit.
Oh, great.
Jump in the booth, and now I'm giving y'all the truth. Damn, Black. Niggas still hating since our last song. The vein dropped nothing since our last song. Everybody talking about his stairs, but I'm here to tell you loud and clear. Look, city's mine. City's mine. City's mine. City is mine. And I ain't even got talk. You already know. City is mine. Yeah. City is mine. Look. City is mine, and I ain't even got talk. You already know.
I'm still middle finger waving, cause these niggas still hating. Calling the radio station, having weird conversations.
Yeah, what's up, what's up?
You're not the greatest, y'all just rap a lot. I've been to y'all shows, the crowd don't even clap a lot.
Damn, I know it hurts, they got the slow burn. I know they hear me on my tracks like, damn, that nigga nice. Is it written what he's spitting? Do that nigga even write? Nope, it's off the top, barbershop flow, like Caesar. I'm so far ahead I could stop, take a light breather. I spit ether, y'all niggas collecting sneakers. Y'all youngers ain't got nothing for what I'm pumping through speakers. This is music, don't confuse it with local radio rotation. I'm here to change the nation, I pay you to play on station. The conversations is over, I'm the greatest in Tova. J.O. Messiah, I walk through fire, walk on water, and I do this for my daughters and my sons. Top of that, I'm still having fun. Yeah, CEO style, Iron Man flow. You see the logo on the chest, I had to let them know. Great city, had to let these niggas damn black. Niggas still hating since our last song.
Oh, baby,
they ain't dropped nothing since our last song. Everybody talking about it stairs, but I'm here to tell you loud and clear. Look, city is mine.
Pretty sure I just saved the world again.
PD Radio presents the sizzling new novel Never Again No More by author Untamed. Born and raised in Atlanta, Lucinda, Lamika, Sharice, and Trinity are best friends with very similar backgrounds. They all have fallen victim to the perils of teen pregnancy. After each one becomes love-struck to the bitter end, they realize that their dreams, ambitions, and planned future must be put on hold. While they struggle to find themselves, each one tries to survive in the game called life. Once they find out that their consequences are a little costlier than they imagined, it's the decisions they've made that creates their trouble. Never Again No More by author Untamed. Available now on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. Check out our website at www.theauthoruntamed.doodlekit.com for book and social links. Never Again No More by author Untamed. Available now on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. Check out our website at www.theauthoruntamed.doodlekit.com for book and social links.
Yo, PM, what's good, man? Yo, what you watching?
Yo, check this.
I rock with a coach like Lita, push a two-seater. I guarantee he know how to eat it in Zeta. I put that thing down sweeter, S-T-E-E-L-D, see ya. 5'9", big body size, but I make that waistline whine, whine. I'm on time, time, feeling so good in my prime, The sunshine, window, no L, check the profile for that cover girl smell. Yeah, I see you liking my style. At Tony Phil, you can follow me now. I follow back, make them hold back. Homie want drama, get smoke like black. I'm that H-double-O-B chick, you know me. Ninja, I hold me down. I ain't rocking with these clowns. See me in the spot, now they wanna give me pounds. Think I fell off, so they look me up and down. Come on now, come on now, y'all. Y'all, get your hands up, please. I don't really think y'all can rock like me. Ready, y'all, bring on the paparazzi. I'm a caller cause I'm cool like Fonzie. Every Tuesday, 6 to 8, you can find me. It's a go, you already know. Your favorite hood chick, who come up with me though? Roll a good blunt, let the Dutch burn slow. Leave a little roach for these low class hoes. How them hood chicks roll? Fly all the time, green light it, it's a go. Go. How them hood chicks roll? Fly all the time, green light it, it's a go. Go.
You already know the fucking
lot for me. It's the S-T-E-E-L-Z. I get it all for the world to see. You can G-double-O-G-L-E me.
You boys understood. It's business. That's all it is. You still don't get it, do you, boys? No more good guys. They're running the whole show. They own everything, the whole damn planet. They can do whatever they want. What's wrong with having it good for a change? Now, they're going to let us have it good if we just help them. They're going to leave us alone. Let us make some money. You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
You do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
Brooklyn. We have absolutely no chill, baby. Check this out. Fam, look. Your girl look like...
Who she look like?
James Evans.
Yeah.
But not James Evans Sr., James Evans Jr., JJ, though, nigga. Trip. I used to rap, now I do this shit for fun. When the Buddha hit the tongue, spit, the story has begun. Shout to Sharon Edwards for making Corey a son. Born in the same borough as the Notorious One. The game changed big, that's what I would tell them. Kim Wilder looking like the king of poppin' in the sane asylum. Nobody saying shit, they just staying silent. Few other rappers was murked up to this day to violence. That's what I would tell big, and hit him with the salute. I do this for Brooklyn, been doing it since my youth. I dare one of y'all to contest that I'm the truth. I had your brain on the wall, your soul in the booth. How you gonna box your OGs, OG? Oh please, nigga, how you gonna jump with no knees? You keep fuck around, get whooped like Coach G. I'm supposed to be scared, you strapped like Bo King. And you did 100 push-ups and called your whole team. Y'all still want Chief Keith, y'all bugging, making the scene. I was outside, totally a crib and gasoline. Strike a match, part two. Now it ain't a cartoon. Get over here, Scorpion Flow. I spit harpoon, razor sharp wit. Keep me away from sharp tools. This little nigga pick you up like carpool and spin your ass around like a fucking bar stool. I refuse to argue and bicker with y'all fools. You can scream and yell, what you saying is old news. I choked you out till they screaming. Cold blue! Fuck what you going through. Yeah, I be knowing too. It's weed, nigga. Automatically, that mean we're the weed, nigga. I'm the best one, BK. If it ain't me, it's Jigga. I be the bigger man and admit it, but the truth is delivered. Every time I spit it, you a snapback, nigga, or probably prefer a fitted. It don't matter, you fun to struggle. I spit it, you get it. There's no need to edit. I said it, check the credits. Nothing sweet over here, so it's safe for diabetics. Your girl look like Yafet Kodo, mixed with Far. Whitaker and a breast stink. You should get rid of her. I shudder to think of the gross shit you probably did with her. Bad seed, tell your mama, your daddy, uncle, and senator. Y'all love how I dance on this track like da-na-na-na. Your girl look like RoboCop, matter of fact, Predator. Nigga, what you said to her? Nigga, how you go to bed with her? Ew, your girl look like ew.
Oh my goodness.
She's
that's
that
what I'm
it.
Talking about. How you go to bed with her.
Turn off the
light. No, just playing. But don't light a candle. No, just playing.
Don't light a candle. No, he might have to light a candle.
Nah, you got to feel your way around that.
He need that ambiance, that little candle light, you know, so she can look however she wants.
Yeah,
he wants her to look.
That's what they call braille loving. Just get it on.
I'm not even messing with you.
Miss
All right, Black, we have a caller on the line. Let's bring them in real quick before we continue on with the show and see what they have to say. PD Radio, what's your name? Who's on the line?
Yo, your girl look like Shaka Zulu.
What's going on, C?
Yo.
What's up, C?
Yo, your girl look like Philip Drummond.
Oh, man. Yo, you know, we have to see.
Wait, I'm trying to think of something.
Yo,
we got a contest. Who's going
to
have
a...
your girl look like joke?
Yo, your
yes,
girl look
you
like...
would get a...
Your girl look like Gargamel.
Oh, man, Gargamel.
Gargamel,
Adrian.
Oh, he's Adrian. Wow, that's a hot song, though, see. Hot song.
Nah,
love it, love it, love it.
Look. Nah, I just called
oh, yeah.
up, you know. I got hype. I seen the tweet. I see now playing your girl look like. So whenever I see that playing anywhere, I got to run to wherever that's at and, you know, go. Because, you know, I'm loving it. Yo, look for the remix. Hopefully a video. You know what I'm saying? There's a remix. I'm working on something behind the scenes. Shout to Black Pharaoh. Wow. But we're going to try to get a little remix popping with a couple names y'all know. So we're going to try to see what we could do. First time hearing it right here on PD Radio. I'm working on it.
I love it.
Hook that up, player.
We always getting a first with Seed. I'm loving it.
also, we about to have your girl look like baseball T-shirts. Coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Coming soon. We about to try to put that together. I'm going to holler at y'all about that, too, since y'all won't get down, too, man.
All right, that's what's up. Sounds good.
I like that.
That's what's up.
We're going to have a your girl look like giveaway here on PD Radio in honor of you, Seed. So whoever come up with the best your girl look like, they'll get a PD Radio, a six-man radio tote bag, a T-shirt, and some other goodies. So we're going to work that out.
Yeah, and they'll get a referral to another girl because, y'all.
Hold on. Six-man radio is giving out referrals now. I'm done.
We're giving out referrals of girls.
But now you know before you hang up, everybody got to go around and do your girl look like joke before you leave. So you got to come up with something, Miss PA.
Yeah.
Your girl look like Mama Payne from Martin.
You said it's got to be another girl. We're doing that.
That was dope. You got one, Brad? You got one?
I was going to say your girl look like the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck.
Bumpy and all, I'm done. Come on, see one more before you go.
Hold on, let me see. Oh, your girl look like Snarf.
Yo.
I'm done.
Snarf.
Get off the line, see. Get off the line. I'm done with you. It's a wrap.
Y'all be good.
All right.
I was gonna find what was dude name for the Thundercats.
I have no
bad
idea.
Bad guy. Now that would have been a good one too. Look like Mumbra and shit.
You said the back of four.
Who was that? What was that machine in? Speak up now, I can hear you. Okay, let me. I'm done. We gonna flip the script. We gonna go into one of our other clips. We're going to let y'all marinate on this. This PD Radio, we're going to be right back. Because this PD can't talk, so we're going to get it on.
Hello? Hello?
Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall.
Hello? Hello? Damn, I don't know what's going on. Ever since the damn show, I've been getting all these crazy calls. Eddie Kane Muggs is just calling me. What's up? Come on, man, it's the third time. Damn, man, what's going on?
You know goddamn well what this is all about.
Oh, shit. Eddie, that's you? Yo, man, I thought you was, at the AAA, man, still trying to get it together. What's going on, brother?
Just because I have maybe two drinks sometime, what, I'm an alcoholic now?
That's right. Alcoholic, cheater, stealer, even with my country voice, stealer. You was up in there, you know, just getting it on, man. What's up with that? But we're going to go into something else, though. Got a couple questions for you since you called me. And what's up with you and the Chris Breezy camp, man? I heard that was actually you who had the confrontation up in the nightclub, man. So you got to put it down for me, man. What was up with you and Chris Brown?
Fucking power tripping shit, talking about replacing people. I just wanted to show that motherfucker what time it was.
Now, don't tell me no lies, baby, because I heard you got real up close and personal with the brother. What did you say to the man?
I know what you've been trying to do.
Oh, shit, man.
You ain't going to.
No, you didn't.
You big man, don't pull my coattail to you a long, long time ago.
like me.
No, you did. Come on, Eddie. You ain't say that shit, man.
Sucking, slug-ass
motherfucker.
Dang. You want my spot, huh? Well, you ain't gonna get it, because you ain't got it.
That, nah, Eddie, you didn't come out like that, man. You came out raw like that.
Show that motherfucker what time it was.
All right, man. Y'all heard it here first. PD Radio, you heard it here first. Eddie Kane, put it down. I got one last question for you, bro. You know, what you got for me as far as what's coming up now for the man? Oh, hell no. Bang on this. Hello?
No, you know,
oh,
man,
no,
just,
you got to be
wait, the Bears
kidding
what we
me.
Thought they were.
Come on, man. Well, not you. Come on, man. You too.
We played them in preseason.
You bringing up old shit,
the
too.
The third game in the preseason. Like, it's bullshit. Bullshit. We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters.
I done turned into
the
black
who we
Dr. Phil. Oh, my goodness.
That's why we took the damn
this is
field.
PD Radio. Now, I'm out.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass. They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
I like Brooklyn, man. And two gun ping in the air.
Take it. Take it. Part of what you're doing, doing, doing. I'm getting money on a Monday, down to Sunday. Pockets looking good, I might even need a luggage. I'm swerving, you lurking, I know one thing for certain. We gon' get that moolah by any means necessary. Hear me, shout out to my people who going hard like we do. Oh, oh, my sweet. Gotta protect us from all evil. Gotta watch out for those demons riding round with badges and pistols and their fingers steady on triggers. Good God, grind on it. Hustle, gang tighter than band-aids on the mummy. Oh yeah, I'm quarter billionaire. Shout to the homie Smiths, I got that remix on day. They say quarter, what you doing? Me, I'm getting money. No joke up in the street, so ain't a damn thing funny. I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding. Quarter, what you doing? Me, I'm getting money. No joke up in the streets, ain't a damn thing funny. I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding. Watch your steps, every move is critical. Concrete jungle and it's safe, make it more difficult. Or get licking like silicone, trying to stop your cash flow. Or I can make it steady and slow, swing low to carry you. Now back to the money, salute to all my hustlers. From Crown Heights to Brown City. Worldwide grinding, now what time is here? Got the answer for your question. They say, quarter, what you doing? I'm getting money, no joke up in the street, so ain't a damn thing funny. I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding. Quarter, what you doing? Me, I'm getting money, no joke up in the street, ain't a damn thing funny. I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm grinding.
Yeah, it's another one. Smack L. Mr. Shot. Yeah.
Really care about much,
happy when she has my touch. So why you wanna hate on us? That girl belongs to me. Hey, I know they wanna be like you, but they can never be like you. Girl, I got all this love for you, and I know you're loving me.
She never looked out my bed to her nosy little friend.
She never
goes through my stuff when I come in late and drunk.
She always
stands by my side, even though she knows she's right.
She's always
texting me 1-4-3, telling me she loves me.
Butterflies, hey. Lullabies.
Wanna keep things right with you. Now can I spend the night with you and whisper in your ear? I love the way you look at me like you gon' put some chocolate chips on me. I ain't never had a love like yours. I'm telling you, I swear.
She never looked out my bed to her nosy little friend.
She never
goes through my stuff when I come in late and drunk.
She always
my side, even though she knows she's right.
She's always
texting me 1-4-3, telling me she loves me.
Butterflies, and lullabies, and kisses on her nose.
She don't care about
watching me and where I be, 'cause she already knows.
She's the only one
that I want and that I need. So she's texting me 1-4-3.
time. No scratch that. Me and my girls gonna have a ball to up the club like the mall. Feeling special like it's happy hour. I'm so buzzed from the crib to the car to the club.
Long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without fear? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beat me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly, and then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if?
Yeah, XL Shiz Beats, what up? Get Green the team, you already know, 508 all day. This is something different, man. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know everything come with a gift and a curse, right? So does being enlightened, man. The reason I say that is because just like you see the best parts, you also see the worst parts. Knowledge could turn you to a pessimist, make you ice cold, frozen to all the extra shit. What I know, keep me on my toes, double checking shit. And most niggas' real talk comes off to me as rhetoric. I mean, my nigga, I know you got a pitch and move. That's how it is, cock the fist back, grip the tool. With no guidance on your wild and thinking shit is cool. You say it's what it is, I say it's how they condition you with images to your living room, right through your TV. Make you think to see cash money, you got a BG. But who gon' listen to my vision? Especially since I'm in the same damn position. And just last year, I was on that block pitching, dog, we won in the same. Trust me, I am no different, I'm just trying to succeed. But I found a higher frequency, I dialed in, and now the universe speak to me.
It's like my third eye is a gift and a curse, cause I see the best parts, but I also see the worst. I watch life pass by, but I also see the hurts. I see God in everyone, but I meet the demons first. It's like my third eye is a gift and a curse, cause I see the best parts, but I also see the worst. I watch life pass by, but I also see the earth, I see God in everyone, but I meet the demons first. PD Radio.
Yeah. You say you want me to stay home tonight. Girl, and I say okay. If it's what you want, then I'll be here with you. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll do. It's my priority.
Yeah, you need to go to class. Everything I need is right here with us. Say the word and there's nothing to discuss. So love, if you know we can be.
Like, breathe.
Show love, homie, clap that bite. I may be moving too fast for you to catch. If you ask me to, I'll slow it a notch. Where the gats at? Leave him there, cause this is the spot where kitty cat cats. Love it here, fantasy spinning over the track track. A British twang, Caribbean slim with an ass fat. Get you to ching with a frame, make me want the wood a grain. Heard the flow is reminiscent of what's left on cooking canes. Hold the listen, looking train. Ears, eyes, nose, hands, tongue. Now she's telling me I can't fight romance. Can't I slow dance? Not necessarily, but we can take it slow. I ain't got you to marry me. Chill, my don't bury me. A little bit of looking here, there, everywhere. Have a drink, what's your specialty? Let it be on me. Lights out, fights out. Hush, you gon' be with day, ma, before the night's out. Just breathe. In, out, in, out. Got a color for the coat. The master covers on my spokes. And the whips are full of boats because they're pretty and they float. If I'm living in a smoke, if I'm spitting in a road, man. He ill, but it doesn't matter, baby, because the hope is off the chain. And the beat is really rain. You can feel it in your brain. Mommy shaking to my face. Nigga, let me do my thing. Like, breathe. Okay, but homie, hold up. Yeah, yak about.
I got him. My jeans sag, but my
looks don't show. Might be pretty, but it's not for show. I was raised to be a man. Them dudes playing in the sandbox across they sand lot. They still talking about them blocks. Nah, getting money in other countries. My youngest son is 8 years old and got his own company. Teaching my oldest son to bang shots without a gun. These lines right here is for my kings on the run. Cause the high levels know what I would do. Concrete suit for them dudes to send me the bullet. You got that expanded banging. This the life that we live in. We inspire nations and turn our dreams into visions. If you a king like me, load up your stack your ones. Make sure you take care of your family. If you a king like me, load up your stack your ones and make sure you get you a company. Mama ain't raised no sucker, and daddy ain't raised no. And the streets ain't raised no bitch. So if the win return, I bring to you a king to walk under the highest step in my godly lane. Mama ain't raised no sucker, and daddy ain't raised no. And the streets ain't raised no snitch. So the win return, I bring to you a king to walk under the highest step in my godly lane.
Young warrior.
What's up? It's your girl Nicole King. Nicole King. All my ladies holding down for their man with that good, good, good.
To his chips and on his dick. Wanna be Miss Kane, but them dames that can only wish. They try to kick the shit but never get the time of day. Cause he addicted to this juicy clip that ocean spray. Oh, I forgot to say, when I look they wait, I can see the hate been printed all on their face. I can see the way in which they love to hate. I got my man forever, bitch, no eliminate. We spend this time every minute of it. Bittersweet experience is what we all been loving.
Yo, people will try you any way they know how. Devils live foul and cling to righteousness like it's gonna save their life. Lyrically defined by the wisdom I write. Kicking dope rhymes while I'm rocking mic. Say unite, never question skills of those who see with a clear vision. We walk many paths. I praise the Lord with all my heart cause he has made me glad. Consider the thoughts of those who walk a narrow path. To shed light on the mentally blind. Free the souls of those that can't tell time. Bind the minds of the false teachers. Also the blind leaders that look just like us. But far from such, blessed to possess such a gift that feeds the rich at heart. Some scars last forever. Life's too short to rock with the devil. He comes to us even when we don't call. Seeking for souls of those he knows that's no fault. Lust, greed, and corrupt always stays on top. Official to the world until the days of the dust. We were created not to be touched by much. What he can save by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. One life is vain, hope for deliverance. Despite all things, this world cannot change. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. One life is vain, hope for deliverance. Despite all things, this world cannot change. This world is out.
PD Miss Radio.
PD. Had to do a little rapid fire at the end.
Yeah. Good show. That 2 hours went by fast tonight, Black.
Fast.
Very fast. Yeah.
Great music, you know what I mean? You know, that's how we get down.
I was over here vibing. We have been blessed to have some great talent on the show. Shout out to everyone who has been on the show. We played your music tonight, and we just thank you. And for those who never heard the artist that we played tonight, just follow the links that I put on Twitter and follow them and learn their music and learn what they're doing. I mean, great talent, great talent. I'm over here chilling. Had a good time tonight. Very good time tonight. Shout out to everybody who called up. We appreciate you guys and all the love. So another 2 hours done. We need more time, Black, to do everything we need to do, I think.
I don't know.
You think?
Let's start putting some
Black
pressure.
Like, nah.
Yeah, you just...
Nah. It was a good show. It was a good show. I hope you guys enjoy the hilarious interview clips that Black has put together with John Witherspoon and Eddie Kane Jr. of the Five Heartbeats. Shout out to Chaz Untaine. She said, good thing she was parked when she heard it because she would have been swerving on the road. No, we don't want no crashes. You guys, make sure you check out Author Untamed. Go to her website at theuntamedauthor.doodlekit.com. She has a novel out called Never Again No More. She will be a guest on the show, PD Radio, on May 28th, so you want to tune in and check her out. She has a hot new novel. She has a follow-up to that novel coming out very soon, so you guys got to check her out. Like I said, go to the website. The author on www.theauthoruntamed.doodlekit.com and check her out. Good stuff there. Good read. Get caught up with Author Untamed. You heard it here.
That's right.
So what's going on, Black? What you want to take us out with tonight?
Oh, man, I think we're going to go out. Yeah, we're going to go out with the takeover. We do have part two, which will be coming out very soon. Because we got to find out how this plot is going to unfold. So we're going to hit y'all with the takeover. Again, it's been a beautiful night. Thank everybody for calling in, everybody who listened every week, every Tuesday, the best 2 hours of your week.
The best 2 hours. Wait. They don't understand. The best 2 hours of Tuesday night is right here, PD
right.
Radio, with
you
myself.
You get to kick it with us, Miss PD, and your man Black. You know what I mean? Ask me anything. You know, we gets it in. You know, it's whatever. So hit us up.
Follow us on
That's
Twitter.
Right.
You know, hit us up on Facebook. Like the page. Just love us up. We want you to love us up. Just love us up. PD Radio.
And we going out. Let's do it.
And we out.
PD Radio presents the Diabolical Takeover.
Right.
PD Radio presents. The Diabolical Takeover.
Said a rapper Rick Ross heard gunshots and he crashed his Rolls Royce into an apartment building. Injured, but a Rolls Royce into the apartment building. The shooter left before police got there, and here's what people nearby heard.
I jumped out of bed, looked out the window, and there's a car in my front yard. There's a rapper and some woman, and they got out, and the police were talking to them.
Hello.
It was just like a lot of guns. Bomb, 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 bomb. Sounded like it was
Hello?
Automatic.
Who the fuck is this?
Black, I need you to get over here to PD Radio ASAP.
Oh, shit. Miss PD, my bad. I'm sorry about that. My bad. What's going on?
Look, there's a lot of hating going on over the show. We need to discuss how we're going to handle these petty motherfuckers.
What?
People don't want to support, don't want to show us love or give us our props. It's about time I show them who they really dealing with. I'm Miss PD, damn it, the boss, and these peasants must kneel.
Nah, hold on. Say that again. You trying to do what?
Look, Black, don't question me. We shutting down the Blog Talk. Where's your loyalty? You either down with the takeover or you're on enemy line.
Whoa, what the hell was that? Just gonna hang up on me like that? Alright, I'll be there.
The takeover.
Talking a little reckless right now, Miss Petey. What's going on? Okay, hold on. You trying to take over Blog Talk?
Well, if I tell you we have a problem, then we have a problem. So instead of questioning me, you should be asking me what the next move is.
Hey, look, I hear you. You're talking all wild. You better have a good ass plan, because this is no joke. We talking about Blog Talk. We talking about goddamn agents. So if you gonna do this, Miss Petey, it's got to be legit, and it's got to be no holds barred. The most committed wins, and if you're not 100% on this shit, everybody's going to die, and I'm not fucking dying, so tell me the plan.
The plan is to take over the Blog Talk airwaves of PD Radio and Six Man Radio. We need to assemble a team to execute the plan expeditiously. I'm thinking it'll be me, you, Bad C, Nadine, and Just Infamous. Black, I need you to use your advanced computer expertise to block outgoing audio for the other shows so they can't be heard. Then we'll have Bassy use his advanced degree in Jedi mind tricks to fool the masses that nothing is going on as he talks shit subliminally to keep them distracted.
Oh, this is some real shit.
Now, in comes Nadine, who will use her advanced degree in being beautiful and her power of song to lullaby these motherfuckers as we prepare to take over the Blog Talk executive. And finally, Just Infamous will use his advanced degree in lookalike Suge Knight to strong arm the Coles and bank account info from the head of the Blog Talk exec.
You been fucking with that shit? That ooh wee over there? Hey, you know I got your back. This some bull, man. We gonna need more muscle.
Takeover.
PD Radio presents the sizzling new novel Never Again No More by author Untamed. Born and raised in Atlanta, Lucinda, Lamika, Sharice, and Trinity are best friends with very similar backgrounds. They all have fallen victim to the perils of teen pregnancy. After each one becomes love struck to the bitter end, they realize that their dreams, ambitions, and planned future must be put on hold. While they struggle to find themselves, each one tries to survive in the game called life. Once they find out that their consequences are a little costlier than they imagined, it's the decisions they've made that creates their trouble. Never Again No More by author Untamed. Available now on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. Check out our website at www.theauthoruntamed.doodlekit.com for book and social links. Never Again No More by author Untamed. Available now on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. Check out our website at www.theauthoruntamed.doodlekit.com for book and social links. PD Radio.
PD Radio.
Out.
Good night. Like Beetlejuice Wisdom Tooth.
Good night, all.
PD Radio. See, it's on, man. It's an epidemic, baby. It's an epidemic. Oh.
We're out.